plagued by reboots, haunted by sequels, dominated by the same old shit. Get ready for an original podcast that will gouge out your eyeballs and skullfuck you. Starring Ginger Josh, Adam the Hare, and introducing the immortal Frank. Hold on to your butts. It's the Game Rage Movies TV Podcast.
To another fun-filled episode of Game Rage Movies and TV. My name is Josh, here today with good buddy Adam.
Yeah.
And today we're going to be talking about El Pinguino, otherwise known as the Penguin, episode number 3. But before we get into it, let me ask you a little favor, people. Why can't you go to YouTube and fucking just download the subscribe button? I mean, Jesus Christ, it's not that hard. You're probably already listening to this on YouTube. Just click the button. Hell, if you're listening, our YouTube shit says people are, what is it? We have like a 50% return rate for like people that listen to our stuff that are returning viewers to videos. So we've got more returning viewers than we do number of subscribers, which means you guys aren't fucking goddamn button. Wouldn't you want to know when there's a new fucking episode? I don't know. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm the fucking crazy one. But we're still stuck. We need 18. All right. We need 18 fucking more subscribers. All right. We've almost have 600 videos on our channel. After today, we will have over 600 videos. 600 episodes. Well, maybe not episodes, but 600 things for you to look at. Anyways, go to Game Rage Magazine and hit subscribe on YouTube. You can follow us on social media if you want to at Game Rage Magazine on Instagram and TikTok. At Game Rage Mag on Twitter /X. You can also follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official on Instagram. And if you like anime, go listen to Anime Syndicate with Frank, and you can follow there at anime_syndicate_podcast. All right. Pinguino number 3, or as I like to call it, the episode where Victor becomes a man finally, and he quits being a little bitch. I mean, he starts to become a man. I guess he becomes a man. Victor has a lot of character development in this show, and he becomes a man multiple points in the show. This is one of those points is this episode. Because he has to make a decision between, oh, my love, my girlfriend, my high school girlfriend, or whatever the fuck she is. And I was, man, throughout this episode, I was like, don't do it, kid. Don't do it, kid. I was doing it in the fucking Colin Farrell Penguin voice. So, anyways, we get the flashback of the night that... Well, we get the flashback of him with his parents, Victor with his parents, and, you know, I mean, seemed like pretty nice family, pretty nice, you know, pretty nice people. And then basically later that night, later that day, he goes and he's like, oh, I'm not going to eat dinner with my family. I'm going to ditch my family to go hang out with my girlfriend and watch fireworks and drink beer on the rooftop and be a fucking degenerate. And what's funny is that decision actually saved his life because his parents got killed in the flood.
Unfortunately, now he has survivor's guilt.
Now he does have survivor's guilt. And watching, basically, he could see his fucking apartment from there. And he like, you can see it. You could see them dying, basically, man. That's fucked up.
I feel like it was his first step into being a delinquent. Because his father said, don't hang around the local drug lord,
Which is so, like his cousin or something, right?
His best friend's older brother. He's like, I don't want you to hang out with your best friend because his brother is a drug dealer. Therefore, your best friend might be in cahoots with him. And
yeah.
So it's like he was already striving off of, you know, a more traditional path of going to school and doing all that shit and possibly going to college and doing all these things as an adult. And that was all washed away literally with the bombs going off that the Riddler had set off in the Batman movie.
Yeah, the movie. So then after that, we come back to the present day and we get Sophia and Oz, basically. Sophia is telling old Penguin, hey, this is this thing that he lied his way into, obviously, about claiming he was in on it. And which I thought was fucking hilarious. But she's showing him about this new thing called Bliss. And it's this new drug that they're gonna change the fucking way the drugs work. And it's like this mushroom. It's like some shit that they gave her at Arkham. And it's like this mushroom that's got like these little red fucking droplets on it, or these little red things on it, and they harvest it and shit. And I mean, as we come to find out, obviously throughout the series, that this shit is very fucking fragile. Like it's, you know, like you can't fuck around with it. Or else they'll just die. Like the slightest thing will kill these fucking things. So basically they decide that they need to build a new base, and they need to get involved with they need some help, right, to distribute this thing. So he goes and meets with the I guess he's the number two at the Triads, old buddy Linksai. And they're going to set that meeting up to essentially help kind of get them to push this new Bliss out or whatever. And then let's see, we go to Victor, and Victor gets because this is when they go to that fucking meeting or whatever. And so then Oz tells him to like stay at his place or what have you. Right. And then that's why she comes over. And then his girlfriend, Graciella, and she tells him that she's fucking off and going to California. And Victor's like, oh, man, I'm working for this guy. And like, look, he's paying me all this money. And he's like, oh, look, it's so much money. Oh, my God. He's giving me $1,000 stipend a week, man. This kid makes more money than we do. Fucking hey, we need to be. Why are we not drug dealers? Like, this is fucking crazy. So, or shit, he's not even a drug dealer. He's just like a goddamn drug dealer fucking assistant. Like he's an apprentice, and he's making $1,000 a week. So he says, here, take this and go. He's like, oh, okay, fine, I'll leave with you. And like, here, take this money and go buy me a ticket too. And she's like, oh, hooray. And then I'm just like, oh man, here he goes. He's going to bitch out. And I thought this is where the Penguin's gonna kill him. Like he's gonna find out about this, and then he's gonna fucking just execute him right then and there. But anyways, we'll see what happens, obviously, as we go along. But then basically we go to the meeting. You get to the meeting with with the Penguin and Linksai from the he goes to his club, and he just walks in. Like he just walks up like, hey man, what's up, man? Let's get this meeting. I want to talk to your old man, basically, which his name's Feng Zhao. And he's like, yo man, he's like, let me fucking, you know, we got a deal for him. And so he just basically says that, hey, you guys get fucked. And, you know, because Oz, like, Penguin owed him money or some shit. And so he told him to fuck off. And anyways, he ends up begrudgingly, you know, kind of getting, you know, helping them. But he's like, hey, I need you to do one thing. He's like, the boss won't, Feng Zhao won't hear for shit from you unless you get somebody like a co-signer, like in on this. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
which was
Johnny Vitti is who they
right,
wanted.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they're like, oh, okay, fine. So then, anyways, a funny thing about fucking when they were inside there, that's what Victor was outside in the car in the fucking pink fucking Maserati or purple, whatever the fuck. What is it? Plum? The plum fucking Maserati. And he's sitting out there and he's in there. The cops come up and they're like, oh, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, oh, I'm gonna take out your card. He's got all the drugs in the fucking car. He's got like all the drugs that are technically not illegal because, like, they're it's brand new. Like, they don't know. Like, nobody knows what it is. So how would they be able to fucking, like, you know, arrest you for this thing? It's like, well, this thing's not illegal. But anyways, he just tells the cop, like, because the cop's, like, searching him. And he's like, oh, what the fuck you got all this money for? Huh? What's up with this? He's like, you know what? What money? I don't have any money. And then the cop's like, what? And then he's like, ah, he's like, I get it. And he's like, all right, don't park your car here. Fuck off. And then he just took the rest of his goddamn money.
In the least sly manner possible. Yeah. He's like, what money?
yeah, exactly.
It's fucking great, dude. Yeah, the one instance I liked Victor for about 3 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was pretty good. So then after this, Oz takes him out to dinner. And he's talking about Victor's talking about his family, like, you know, his dad becoming, you know, he's a mechanic, but he loves being a chef. And it's kind of like, you know, oh, he didn't want a better life. And, you know, basically Oz tells him, like, hey, man, like, you deserve a better life, you know? And yeah, your dad was just some asshole. Like, you know, I mean, yeah, listen, he was your dad, but like, he didn't fucking want anything. You could do much better than him. And so, He basically says, like, the world's unfair if you're an honest person, so you might as well just be a shitbag and fucking get some money. And basically, after that, we get Oz and Sophia catching Johnny Vitti in the hotel room fucking Luca Falcone's wife. And basically just say, listen, motherfucker, we're going to tell Luca and he's going to fucking kill you. Or you can just call Feng Zhao and tell him, like, oh, yeah, that you sign on to this new thing that we're doing.
He also set him up, didn't he? Because they were at the diner. It wasn't the diner, but it was the restaurant that they were at. That he walks over to the woman, the wife of Luca. He's like, oh, I need you to do me a favor or whatever. And he...
Yeah.
Tells her to go fuck this dude.
Yeah.
So that they can have some dirt.
Some dirt.
Some blackmail.
Oh, yeah. And so, basically, after that, they get the meeting at this nightclub and with Feng Zhao from the Triads. And he's talking about, man, he, like the Triad dude was talking about, like, all this, like, ancient Chinese proverb this and whatever, and like he was going on and on about fucking, hey, you know what, I don't know about this shit, like the reward or the risk seems to outweigh the reward here in regards to this fucking this new drug. And he's just like, you know, I don't know, man. And he's basically saying, like, bitch, you just got out of Arkham, like you were at the goddamn Arkham Asylum and now you want to be a fucking drug kingpin, like I don't know about this. And so Sophia basically tells him, like, hey, man, you need to give this, you should give this a chance because look at the city, right? This Gotham is fucked. And if you have something that can give you an escape, then people are going to fucking flock to this. And this is a multi-billion dollar idea right here, right? This is a great fucking idea. So essentially, that's when they kind of have all the people in the club because they're going around and giving this shit or selling it to people in the club that they're at. And so basically he, you know, the Feng Zhao ends up saying, all right, like, you know what? Maybe we'll try this out. And so,
yeah. And Victor's having like these PTSD episodes.
Oh, dude,
about his parents.
Man. Yeah. Yeah. He's all those fuck, you know, the flashing light may cause whatever like that. He fucking was having that shit. And he's trying to dance with one of the hookers because he's like the mule guy, basically. Like he's got all the drugs in the backpack, and they come to him, give him the money, and then they load up for more. And so basically, he fucking has like a fucking straight panic attack and drops all the fucking drugs. And this girl's like, "The fuck is wrong with you, kid?" And then he's like, "Oh fuck!" And then he picks it all up and he fucking runs to the bathroom.
For whatever reason, I thought the people, because I had an idea in my mind that what was going to end up happening was that as much as people claim they have loyalty to Oz or whatever, that ultimately it's not true. And the first sign for this would be that the hookers would basically be, as he fell down and dropped all his money, that they would start pocketing some of it. And they're like, where's the rest of it? Like, yeah. where the fuck? Or he would take it back to Oz and be like, where's the rest of the fucking money? Like, we should be having, you know, somewhere around whatever X amount of dollars. But yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and so then that's when Oz finds out, because he finds out about the whole thing with Victor, and he's gonna leave with her, and he's like, "Yo, man," he's like, "Fuck you, dude! Like, you thought like I was fucking like holding you hostage or some shit, man? Like, I mean, he kind of was though, but he's like, you know what, man? Fuck off, go live your stupid fucking life." And he's like, "Fuck off, get out of here! You don't got what it takes to fucking do this shit, anyways." And get the fuck out of my face, kid. And so then Victor goes and steals fucking his car and goes to the bus station. And he's staring at her. Like, she's sitting on the bus. Like, she's getting on the bus. And he's just, like, staring at her. And then she's sitting on the bus. And he's, like, staring at her. And then, like, you know, you don't really know what he does. But, like, that's when you could pretty much easily tell, like, oh, he's going to leave. He's not going to go. He's going to come back. And so, obviously... Oz and Sophia go, you know, we cut back to them and they're arguing about who's running the show, and she's just saying like, yo man, like, you're the one that fucked me and got me put in basically an Arkham, and you know, go fuck yourself, man, you know. And he's just like, listen, come on, like, you know, come on, listen, I'm loyal to you, you know, this, everything's good, right? And then bam, they get fucking ambushed by the goddamn Maroni motherfuckers. And
it was Salvatore's wife.
Yeah, what's her name? Nadia. And so she's like, oh motherfucker, like you're double crossing the double crossing here? Like the fuck, like fuck you, man. I'm gonna kill your ass. And so then he's like, whoa, 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 like, you know, hold on, come on. And Sophia's like, the fuck is going on? And fucking just then, what's his name? Victor comes back and he fucking runs everybody over, crashes the fucking car. And then Oz gets in and they drive off. And Sophia's like all fucked up. And then he's like, ah, just go. Just leave her. Just leave her behind. The Maronis will probably kill her. Just fucking go. And that's how we, that's like the cliffhanger end to the episode is them fucking... bouncing.
Darting off.
And, man, I mean, we'll probably talk about this at the end and during the last episode, but, man, so overall, this series so far through three episodes has been great. And obviously, we've seen all of them up until right now, but, like, or we've seen all the episodes because it's already all out. But this show the pacing is good, too. Like, each episode is like, it hits the right amount of beats. It didn't feel like shit was too long, but it didn't feel like it was too short. It left you wanting still more, but like, didn't ever feel like you weren't getting what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It did a good job. So, in this episode, especially leaving on that cliffhanger, fucking, because I think I started watching it after this, the third episode. It was, like, the third weekend is when I actually started watching it. So I watched the first three episodes, like, all in a row. And then I was like, God damn it. I should have waited until it was all out. Now I got to wait. And then after that, it was weekly. But anyways, yeah, this episode was pretty good. I felt like maybe the Victor backstory felt a little, not campy, but, like, kind of, I don't know. It just felt kind of, this is, like, typical... superhero movie backstory bullshit, I guess.
I feel like I got a sense of dread knowing that this was the opening of the episode, because...
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a flashback episode.
I didn't want it. I don't need to know more about Victor other than his parents died. It could have been a 30-second clip. It could have started when the flood happened.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my parents are there. Flood happens. Yeah. And, oh, no, fuck, my parents are fucking dead.
I will say
that,
this.
That should have been a 30-second time lapse.
Yeah, I can see that. But, like, knowing what happens in the end, you needed that. That was more of that, like, well, we'll talk about it when we get to fucking episode 8. But listen to episode 8. Well, you're going to listen to all these anyways. But we'll talk about this more in episode 8.
When we
talk about what happens at the end. But
I think my favorite part of this episode is when Sophia and the Penguin are being held at gunpoint, and you know, Penguin's making his case or why he should be alive. Like, oh no, we got this deal. Like, I got nothing to do with this Sophia chick, whatever, fucker. Let's fucking kill her. And then, you know, we could still have our deal and we could.
Yeah.
And she just looks at him like, what the fuck, dude? You know, I knew you were a fucking traitorous, treasonous bastard. Like, and she just like, she looks at him. Well, like the, cause her eyes are so big. She just like looks at him for like, you know, 10 or 15 seconds with her bug-eyed fucking. And she's like, you motherfucker, I know you were capable of this, but also fuck you.
Yeah. And that's the thing, man. You kind of don't feel sorry for anybody when they get betrayed by him, because it's like, bro, you guys all know this. This is like his MO. This is what he does. Mm-hmm. And then you guys are just, oh yeah, you thought you were going to be the exception this time. He wasn't going to betray you in this matter. Oh, come on. But anyways, all right. You got anything else to add for this episode? Sweet. All right, well, go check us out on YouTube, Game Rage Magazine. Like, comment, and subscribe. Instagram and TikTok, Game Rage Magazine, Twitter.com/X, Game Rage Mag. You can follow Adam at All Gas No Trash Official. You can follow Frank at Anime_Syndicate_Podcast. All right, that does it for us. Catch you guys on the next one. Oh, hey there, buddy. It's me, 1930s announcer guy, here to congratulate you on making it through this episode. As our heroes are getting in their jalopies and riding off into the literal sunset, they wanted me to tell you thanks for listening to their radio broadcast, and should you be so kind as to follow them on some fancy schmancy radio station publication called Instagram and TikTok at Game Rage Magazine, and on some other thing called Twitter/X at Game Rage Mag. Also, they wanted me to inform you and ask if you could be so kind again as to visit something called a website at www.GameRageMagazine.com. I don't know what that is, buddy, but you should probably go do those things. And, you know, don't forget to tune in next time to the Game Rage Movies and TV Radio Broadcast.